This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has outlined the goals of the new era GST reforms during an event organized by the Next Generation GST Reforms Committee at the National Library in Kolkata yesterday. She stated that the goods and services tax reforms aim to simplify and modernize the country's tax and revenue system.
The new generation GST reforms is a thorough review and a proposal which resulted in a proposal after the review. So the thorough review is what? In the last 8 years, keeping the framework intact, which was a framework formed at the stage of introducing GST, and we kept improving it in the last 8 years.
Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution has issued a revised advisory in view of the revised GST rates, which will be effective from Monday. As per the advisory, manufacturers, packers and print and importers may voluntarily affix additional revised price stickers on unsold packages manufactured before 22nd September, provided that the original MRP printed on the package is not obscured. The ministry has clarified that the rules do not mandate such re-stickering and it is purely optional for companies who wish to declare revised prices. The advisory also permits use of old packaging material or wrappers printed before the GST revision up to March 2026 or until such stock is exhausted. It added that companies can correct the MRP on such packaging by stamping, stickering or online printing at any suitable place on the package. In Punjab, Central Goods and Services Tax Commissionerate Ludhiana has unearthed a massive fake GST invoice racket of worth 455 crore rupees. According to sources, a father and son duo who were operating and controlling three companies of multi-metals and chemical products in the industrial city, Ludhiana, have been arrested under the provisions of Central GST Act 2017 and sent to judicial custody. They were involved in availing bogus invoices and utilized ineligible input tax credit worth 69.41 crore rupees to set off their GST liabilities and thus causing serious leakage to government revenue. India and Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, of United Nations have joined hands to build world-class blue ports. Department of Fisheries and the Ministry of Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying has signed a technical cooperation program agreement with FAO to strengthen blue port infrastructure in India. Three pilot harbors, namely Vanakbara in Diu, Karaikal in Puducherry and Jhakao in Gujarat, have been approved with a total investment of 369.8 crore rupees. Directorate General of Civil Aviation has granted approval of recommencement of helicopter operations for the Chardham Yatra 2025 after the monsoon break. In a statement, the Ministry of Civil Aviation said that the strategic initiatives for enhancing the safety of Chardham operations have been implemented after rigorous scrutiny. Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu held multiple review meetings along with Chief Minister of Uttarakhand Pushkar Singh Dhami at Dehradun and Delhi to ensure close coordination among the DGCA, Airport Authority of India and state government. The Securities and Exchange Board of India has given a clean chit to industrialist Gautam Adani and his group of companies, saying that the allegations made by US short seller Hindenburg Research of insider trading, market manipulation and violations of public shareholding norms were found to be unsubstantiated. In two separate orders, SEBI said that it found no evidence that the conglomerate used related parties to route funds into its listed companies. The regulatory clearance follows months of scrutiny and speculation triggered by Hindenburg's report of January 2023. In badminton, India's ace shuttler PV Sindhu stormed into the women's singles quarterfinals of China Masters in Shenzhen yesterday. Two-time Olympic medalist Sindhu defeated Pornpavi Chochuwong of Thailand. She will now face An Se-young of South Korea in the quarterfinals. Meanwhile, India star men's doubles duo of Sattvic Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty also reached the quarterfinals. The pair defeated Chinese Taipei Chiu Xiang Chi and Wang Chi Lin in the pre-quarterfinals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.